Right, it's time to put your geography and geology hats on. We're off to two of Nidderdale's most popular destinations, Stumpcross Caverns and Haustine Gorge. The two venues have teamed up this Easter to bring families the chance to put two visits into one, partly because of one troublesome rabbit. We'll come onto the rabbit shortly, but first, here's Lisa from Stumpcross Caverns to tell you a bit more about the incredible wonders that lurk underground.
So it's a limestone cave, and it's been here since Carboniferous periods, which is way before the dinosaurs. And it was discovered in 1860 by lead miners. And so far there's half a mile that you actually see in the show cave, but there's 4 miles of the other caves.
Full of stalactites and stalagmites, of which I never remember which is which, as well as loads of other incredible formations, Stumpcross Caverns is a stunning sight to see. As is Haustine Gorge. Here's Tony from Haustine Gorge to tell you more.
It was similar to a waterfall from the same period of time as a Stumpcross in terms of the limestone geology. Over the periods of time, the roof has collapsed, so it's completely open top to the elements now.
So you were once a cave?
Yes, back in the day it will have been a cave, and then with the shallow beds of limestone further up the dale from where we are here, over the periods of time it's just collapsed and gradually worn its way down the joint.
And do you know how tall Haustine Gorge is?
So the deepest part of the gorge currently is around 18 metres deep, but so over 50 foot I would say.
Wow.
And then at the gorge as well we have a few smaller caves, Haustine Tunnel and Tom Taylor, which branch off from the gorge, which is all part of the attraction.
Well, both of you share the same sort of, what do you call it, a bed of rock. Bedrock, is that the right term?
Yes, yeah, so it's a similar bedding plane during the same period of time as Lisa was saying, from the Carboniferous period, so it's the Carboniferous limestone.
There's also, though, another link, particularly for the Easter period of 2018. Something has happened. Someone or something has travelled from Haustine Gorge to Stumpcross Caverns.
So I went to see Haustine Gorge, and they've got a new build there which is absolutely amazing. It's beautiful. Even just to go for a cup of tea and look at the gorge, and they've got 60 rabbits. One of them has escaped. Because linked between here and Haustine, there's lots of different caves and tunnels that they've obviously crawled through. But the problem
hopped
is...
Hopped through.
It's hopped. Hopped along the way. So, but we don't know the name of the rabbit. And we'd really like to take the rabbit back to Haustine and reunite it with the other 59 rabbits.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a competition. So whoever names the rabbit the correct name will win a family pack.
So the challenge has been set. A rabbit has escaped from Haustine Gorge, and we suspect it's hopped all the way through the caves underground and ended up in Stumpcross Caverns. And the rabbit needs you. This Easter holidays, take a trip to both venues to find the missing rabbit, give it the correct name, and you could win yourself a family pass.
I think it'd be a fantastic experience, especially during the Easter, to come and visit both Stumpcross and Haustine, even in the wet weather, the snow, because you're out underground.
You're a caver, Tony, so you don't mind it.
I hide away underground quite a lot, so I'll be fine. Come and visit both venues, and there's lots of other sites around Nidderdale as well, which you can kind of view on the way between the two venues.
As Tony says, plenty of places to tick off the list in Nidderdale, an outstanding area of natural beauty. Whatever time you choose to go to Haustine Gorge or Stumpcross Caverns, though, there are always plenty of activities you can get involved in besides the hunt for the rabbit, including adventure caving.
Another a teamed-up approach between Haustine and Stumpcross. We're going to be leading tours of adventure caving off the show cave of Stumpcross. So instructors from Haustine Gorge will meet up at Stumpcross. We're going to be able to go and have a half-day or the full-day adventure exploring the much bigger cave system.
And do you need any experience of caving before?
No experience required. So there's going to be a few different routes off the show cave.
And are there any age limitations? Do you have to be over 16 or over 18 to go adventure caving?
currently it's very flexible. So I've had children in the past as young as five, and the oldest I've had so far is an 82-year-old. So it's open to a really wide audience, and it'd be fantastic for school groups to come along and learn about the geology and geography of Nidderdale and Stump Cross. There's lots of good fossils and that really bring the subjects to life.
If you'd like more information on all the activities available at Haustine Gorge or Stumpcross Caverns, including the tickets which let you into both attractions, or to find the escaped bunny, you can go online right now to strayfm.com. And you never know, if you search hard enough, you might even find family tickets for half the usual price.